they have a quiz, and it goes to multiple stages of identifying exactly what that skin tone is, what the shade is, what the undertone is, to hone in on the exact type. That's where the visuals are easier. And I think it really plays to the value of a quiz, which is using simpler questions, easier questions that are easy for me to understand and make the buying process easier.
You're listening to E-commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Little Data, the e-commerce data platform for modern direct-to-consumer brands. Little Data has been bringing server-side tracking to Shopify stores since 2017, and their focus has always been on helping brands to get accurate data automatically. Stores like Rothy's and Athletic Brewing use Little Data to capture first-party data and send it to the tools they already use, like Google Analytics, Segment, and Facebook Ads, plus connected data warehouses and reporting dashboards. The first thing merchants notice after installing Little Data is their Google Analytics data is now accurate and 100% complete, from marketing channels through to one-off orders and repeat purchases. Their e-commerce data platform hums in the background of your store, sending waves of information like events, purchases, subscriptions, lifetime value, and more, so you can make data-driven decisions with data that you can 100% completely trust. It's honestly a breath of fresh air for brands who have been working with bad data and confusing analytics, or trying to build segments and lookalike audiences without having the right data to power them. Now, Little Data is a no-code solution, and they now have a 30-day free trial on all of their plans. They also offer free data consultations with their analytics experts. So make sure you check them out today at littledata.io. Well, hey there. My name is Steve Hutt, and I'm Senior Merchant Success Manager here at Shopify. And welcome back to Season 5 of E-commerce Fastlane. Whether this is your first time listening or you're a weekly subscriber, I really do appreciate the fact that you're taking time today and listening to the show. I know there's plenty of podcast choices out there in Shopify, kind of e-commerce and direct-to-consumer marketing, and just the fact that you're here today means the world to me, and I know it does for my featured guest. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show. I have honest and transparent conversations all about building and thriving with your store, powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. You're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you likely are since you're here today. You're definitely in the right place. I also highly recommend, to get the full value of today's episode, that you click through from the podcast app you're currently using and click over to ecommercefastlane.com. There you'll have the full show transcript, any links, and all the resources and things that we mentioned in today's episode. In today's episode, my guest is Gen, who is the co-founder of a company called Prehook at prehook.com, and they have a growing quiz platform for Shopify merchants. Now, what Prehook does is it helps hundreds of high-growth Shopify merchants really to sell more, accelerate the growth of your list, which is super important, and your SMS list, and also it enriches and captures what we're going to call zero-party data through quizzes. And those zero-party data has been on some people's minds. We understand what first-party data is and what third-party is. Zero-party is a new term to some, but it's, I believe right now, it's super important to how can we enrich the data that we do have of the existing customers, and how can that be leveraged with tools that you already have to communicate with your customers. So hello, and welcome to E-commerce Fastlane.
Steve, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. I know we've been bouncing our calendars around quite a bit, and it's been, you know, we're in the midsummer here now, and I'm glad we finally synced up. I really had a really good look at your app, and it's so interesting the amount of brands that have made the choice to, you know, to work with you, and you're building some amazing quizzes. I think a lot of brands maybe are a little bit apprehensive maybe about, like, well, why should I have a quiz, and what's the importance of it, and then, because it's a very affordable tool, but it has the upside ROI and LTV opportunities that I just think a lot of people don't realize the potential that's there. So maybe you can kind of share a little bit about just a high level first about Prehook and, you know, the sort of problems that you're solving today for Shopify brands.
Yeah, totally. So like you mentioned, Prehook is a quiz platform for Shopify merchants. And to set it up, it's really simple. It's basically the equivalent of having an in-store sales associate, somebody who can welcome you to the store, ask a few questions, even just a few questions can totally change the dynamic of your customer relationship and the marketing that you have. The main benefits that we try to provide for merchants are to improve conversion rate, which comes about by simplifying the buying process. It addresses customer objections or questions, uncertainties, accelerating list growth, like you mentioned, where at the end of the quiz, often you might ask, hey, where can we send your personalized recommendation? Or where can we send you more information? And because you know maybe what Steve's preferences, what Steve's interests, his goals and challenges, it can add so much more to what you're unfolding about your brand story or your founder story. And all of a sudden, the content that you're sharing is far more relevant, far more engaging, and can move Steve through to the ultimate end goal of addressing his needs. And ultimately, as e-commerce marketers, that's our goal, right? Is to know how we can get a potential customer from point A to point B. Yeah. Without a quiz, often it is hard to know what that point B, what that success looks like. And then lastly is the customer data, the zero party data. So maybe we can take a quick second to define exactly what that is. So zero-party data, as defined by Salesforce, is data that's shared directly and willingly from a customer. And contrast that with first-party data, which is tracked, but it's passive. So that might be things like transactions, like what they bought, when they bought, maybe their location based on the shipping address, maybe it's their activity on the website, product pages visited, or abandoned carts. But you're not actually getting to the core element of what this customer needs and the why they're on their store, what they're looking to solve. And so that is so critical. And we'll definitely get into this in terms of how you're going to be positioning your product, how you're going to be communicating and marketing to the customer.
Yeah, no, this is lovely. Let's talk about the origin story. It always fascinates me why people build kind of SaaS products to solve some unique problems. So maybe if you can kind of talk to me about you and the co-founder, maybe even the founding team, like where did the desire and the expertise come from to even want to build this platform?
Yeah, so it's I'm a co-founder of Prehook. I have two co-founders. And so we met in 2015. We were part of the founding team of Jungle Scout. And Jungle Scout is an Amazon product research tool, leading Amazon product research tool, kind of the first in the market. And so they're both developers. I was the marketer. And so we have a lot of experience working together, very comfortable working together. And so when we started working at Jungle Scout in the fall of 2015, at that point, it was just a Chrome extension. We're just starting to roll out the web app, which is kind of like the current iteration of Jungle Scout. And so we had a lot of experience with e-commerce SaaS. But in particular, that was for Amazon sellers. And selling on Amazon is similar. Of course, it falls under the umbrella of e-commerce, but it's slightly different in terms of what you're addressing and what you're doing as an Amazon seller or an Amazon marketer. Because Amazon is, you know, one of the world's biggest search engines, one of the biggest marketplaces, but the traffic that you're getting on Amazon is very focused on a purchase and very focused on specific search queries. So that's what you're building your listing around. Now, let's contrast that to a Shopify merchant. A Shopify merchant, even if it's a simple product like, say, a multivitamin, you are presumably getting people with many different needs or different customer profiles. So you might have, say, 3 to 5 ideal customer profiles that you're solving for, and you don't necessarily know what that is. But if you're able to ask a few questions up front, that can completely change the dynamic of what products you might be showing or how you might be merchandising them. So in 2020, I mean, we'd decided that we did want to work together, wanted to stay in the e-commerce SaaS space, and we had done some research and identified that this was a need. At the time, merchants were using kind of like Typeform, which is a great tool, but not necessarily meant for e-commerce in the way that merchants wanted to use it, because it didn't necessarily integrate deeply with Shopify. So you couldn't recommend a product at the end. You could like do high level stuff like, hey, what's your personality type? But it wasn't optimized for converting that visitor into a customer. So we started building in 2020, launched in 2021. And we're here now working hard. We have hundreds of merchants using the product, and we're Shopify staff pick and having great feedback from the product, and we're continuing to grow. And in that time when we launched, there was the cataclysmic event of iOS 14, where all of a sudden the merchants who were so relying on a blueprint of or a foundational marketing strategy of paid ads. You're able to spin up highly targeted, relevant paid ads because Facebook, Instagram, you knew so much about the potential customer that you were reaching, mm-hmm. Where it was highly profitable. You know, I'm sure you're covering this a lot in the fast lane. Their acquisition costs are rising. Cost per clicks are rising. We're not even talking about some of the challenges with supply chains or
there's a lot
the
of
operations
right
of it. Yeah. So there's been a tremendous change. And so that's only gone to improve or enhance the urgency of building direct relationships with customers, which is where we find a lot of the value comes is in the direct integrations with the email and SMS platforms.
That's one thing I noticed too. Well, congrats for sure on just the traction that you are getting right now. I know I went to the app store this morning and I think there's like just shy of 100 five-star reviews. So it was very clear that a lot of people, and most people don't leave reviews. So knowing that like only a small percentage leave reviews. And so there are obviously some raving fans you have that are getting tremendous value out of what you're building.
Thank you.
Well, the thing that's interesting too is I do want to jump into a little bit about the integration side, because one objection I have being merchant facing too is the fact that you say, hey, Steve, okay, this is great. I can see the benefits. I want to enrich my data and I'm starting to understand first party data and going down the right journey with the customer. But I'm using Klaviyo or OmniSend for email right now, or I've got Attentive or PostScript or whatever. I have other pieces of technology that are already part of my existing kind of marketing strategy. So what do you have to say about that, about playing nicely with kind of others in the Shopify ecosystem?
Yeah, so those are our direct integrations. Directly integrate with, we're starting with the leading email platforms, Klaviyo and OmniSend, and SMS platforms, PostScript and Attentive, which means that once you set up those integrations, it's as simple as just adding your public API key, you know, like a six-digit alphanumeric for Klaviyo. Then all of a sudden, once somebody completes a quiz, they enter their email, which can be optional or not. All of that quiz data goes directly to Klaviyo in a customer profile, in a contact profile. And so what that means is that, okay, if say, you know, we are a pet brand and you might want to know what breed Steve has, how old Steve's dog is, what shape Steve's dog is in, what health challenges they have. And so you'll see pet brands. I mean, they're happy to go into the wide range of niches that find value in quizzes. But from there, you can build segments around whatever it is that you've captured in the quiz. And so that's kind of like the mindset when you're building the quiz that I often recommend to merchants is define the goals first and think of the end, like what you need as a merchant or as an e-commerce marketer in order to capture the customer data or how you would use the data. That often revolves around the segments that you're building or how you can dynamically insert the product. So at the end of a quiz, Prehook will recommend a product. So Steve, based on your dog's age type and your goals, we recommend this dog food or this leash or whatever. And then so that becomes a custom property. And so you can, it's similar to an abandoned cart where you know that this was added to cart and then you have your abandoned cart follow-ups or flows, you can do the same with a quiz. So you're building these kind of like omni-channel campaigns around whatever it is that you want, whether it is a product or whether it is maybe, you know, like mattresses, for example, Helix Sleep, one of my favorite quizzes, very simple, but they have a high average order value product. I don't know the back end numbers. They're not a pre-owned customer, by the way, but it's something where that customer journey needs to unfold slowly because it is a very calculated purchase decision that doesn't come up often. So they're doing a lot of research, but if you can use, say, okay, this is the weight type that they ask. This is how many people they're buying for, the mattress size, the sleeping position, so the body type pains that you're having, and then building flows around that. It's a far more compelling customer experience on the receiving end. Is I want to learn more. I want to learn how I can solve this neck pain from the right mattress or maybe the feel of the mattress. And so that's where a lot of the value comes in terms of the communications, the marketing, the SMS, email campaigns.
It sounds like, you know, the way the quiz is working and I think the whole concept and design around it is the fact that it's kind of in lieu of an in-person visit, kind of in a retail location. What sort of questions would the sales associate ask you in the mattress store or in the health store? Hi, you know, welcome. And they greet you. And so that's, you know, we have these sorts of things on our website about greeting people. And the next step is like, well, what sort of questions would you ask someone who came into your store. And it sounds like that's how the quiz can be designed. I think from what I understand, you even have some pre-designed quizzes that are successfully being executed by others that could easily be modified. So am I going down the right journey? If it's kind of in lieu of in person, we get to ask similar questions that would have been asked in person.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly it. The only difference is it's 24/7. It scales infinitely.
That's true.
You know, you are able to kind of tailor it. So not all the quizzes are necessarily going to be linear. So like if, you know, a fragrance asks, a fragrance brand like Scentbird uses a quiz, and maybe they want to, they have a split. So they ask different questions of what men are looking for in their fragrance versus what women are looking for. And then obviously you can go down the rabbit hole of, okay, they want it for going out at night or they want it for the office. Like what type of officer? It's the start. And once you build it out, you can be as kind of granular and detailed in how you're splitting the questions and then what the customer experience on the receiving end is. So I think that's really where you can get a lot of value from it. And I think one of the great quotes that I've heard from Heidi Zak, who's a founder of Third Love, is that the most important thing is the exchange of value that customers are willing to share. And she's seen tremendous value and upside from the quiz that Third Love is running. But if there's engagement and there's value throughout, there's a promise of a delivery of exchange of some sort. So if Third Love, for example, is the perfect bra, it's a women's lingerie brand, then customers are far more willing and receptive to answering these questions. There's another study from Accenture that people are willing to share their data if they understand that on the flip side, there is going to be a better customer experience, namely personalization.
I actually went to Third Love right now, and you're right. They have a, you know, find my fit and then, you know, take our quiz, and it kind of goes through that journey. And it's so interesting, some of the questions that they ask about. And it's so interesting because they allow for both, and I'm sure you do too, is where they're allowing for both text and images to be displayed. If you have to articulate the question visually, there's ways of doing that also, and then giving people different options to select. And then that continues on that journey. So it's quite interesting.
Yeah. And what's really cool is with what they've done, they have like millions of people have taken the quiz and tens of millions of data points that they've identified a niche in the market and a gap. And that was like actually one of the big turning points of the brand, where after doing many of these quizzes, and it's all structured data, so it's easy to glean insights from and to kind of like run pivot tables, essentially. They were able to understand, okay, one of the biggest challenges that's not addressed in the current market is half sizes, is really like the size. So they initially launched with the goal of just reducing the hassle and the time of going shopping for bras. But it turned out that after doing enough quizzes and capturing enough customer data, essentially doing product research, market research, that the real problem was in half sizes. And so that was kind of like their innovation in the market and how they've built themselves to be the leading DTC brand for women's lingerie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's lovely. Another question about the solution again. So you mentioned that Klaviyo, you know, can be, I guess you can enrich that customer profile inside Klaviyo. If you're not going to be using the SMS tool inside Klaviyo, I guess I'm trying to understand the communication path, because I have some brands that may be using Klaviyo or Omnisend as their email solution and push notifications in some cases, but they might be using PostScript or Attentive for SMS for separate reasons. So I guess my question is that if we go through your tool and have a great quiz in there and kind of helping guide these customers along, the Klaviyo profile is being enriched, or at least that customer profile is there and ready to go. Like, what's the communication channels? Because it would seem easy for Klaviyo to do it because it's kind of in Klaviyo's record for that customer or potential customer. But then I want to send an SMS also, but through Attentive. So what happens in those kind of edge cases?
Yeah, that's a great question. And actually, I don't even know how much of an edge case it is, just because there are thousands of brands on Attentive and PostScript. But if there is an email question and the visitor submits the email, then that automatically creates a contact in Klaviyo. If there's a phone number question, and that automatically creates, that's added to the Klaviyo contact that's already been created, but that also creates a contact in PostScript or Attentive, right, if that's integrated. So, in terms of how to like align the timing, that's honestly a great question. And I'm not on the brand side, so I don't understand necessarily the granularity of how they're coordinating it.
Right.
But yeah, the contact and the data would be sent to both if they're integrating it.
And usually, like from what I've seen, is there are ways of communicating with your customer or potential customer and saying, you know, what's the cadence and the delivery channel that you like best? If we have both, but you prefer SMS, then let us know that's the case. If you don't, then let us know also. So there are ways of kind of maybe not through a quiz, I guess, but just asking the right questions to the merchant directly at scale to figure out, because sometimes you get both. I know like OptiMonk, for example, like, you know, they're very similar to, you know, to a Privy or a Just Uno. Know, kind of a pop-up exit intent kind of thing. But, you know, one thing that OptiMonk is doing that's kind of unique is that they are asking usually for the email first, you know, over a certain amount of time or on a certain pay, wherever the trigger is, and then usually in exchange for some kind of a discount, you know, like 10% off, 15% off. But then they also do another little trick I thought was quite interesting is that once someone gives that email address, and the next step in that chain is that, you know, would you like to double your discount today? And usually the answer is yes. Mm. And then when you double it, the way you double it is by getting the phone number. And so now you have both. So that's interesting. I know we're at something on a side tangent, but it's interesting. There's some really neat marketing strategy out there that I think people can leverage both email and SMS and then choose the cadence of how you want to communicate with either or, even though it's the same customer.
Absolutely. Yeah. And actually, doesn't Klaviyo also have a multi-step opt-in form? So, It captures email and SMS, but also it's almost like a mini quiz of sorts. So it's like a, you know, fragrance band. Are you interested in men's clothes, women's clothes, both? And so even that one snippet can totally alter the course of your marketing. And of course, like our differentiator from that is just that you're able to get more. So it's, yeah, men's, women's, but then, you know, digging deeper so that you can inform your marketing.
So let's talk about the different types of quizzes that are available. I think that's the next thing that's kind of on my mind a bit because, you know, there's so many different types of brands that are listening to me. I mean, there's 20 some thousand people listen to this, you know, this episode right now. And they're like, and they're thinking, so they're either the founder or they're the marketing team. And they're like, well, like what kind of quizzes could we potentially do? So maybe we'll talk two sides at first. I know you mentioned already, Sandy, there's certain verticals that are really valuable in the quiz world. And so maybe we'll talk about those sorts of niches that are important that you believe are impactful. And then let's go over to what sort of quizzes are you finding very successful for brands today?
Yeah, sure. So a lot of, say, skincare brands, food and beverage, pet, outdoor adventure, outdoor activities, hair care brands, there's a wide range of niches. I think maybe what's more interesting is that I think if my heuristic, if like a merchant asks, could I benefit from a quiz? Really outside of single SKU brands or single SKU sites,
right.
I think that there is benefit to a quiz. Or you can say, well, would you benefit from having, like, if you could talk to this customer in person, would you have a higher probability of converting them to a customer, having them purchase? And I think maybe that's the question to ask if a quiz would be helpful to you. Because ultimately it is about simplifying the buying process. And so that's why I think skincare, for example, is a great use case, or, you know, more specifically, even foundations. The challenge with foundations is, you know, you have to match a very specific skin tone to the product, which is very hard to do online. If you go to Sephora in person, you know, dab a little on your hand and you can match it easily. Foundation Finder, let's say Rihanna's Fenty brand, they have a quiz and it goes to multiple stages of identifying exactly what that skin tone is, what the shade is, what the undertone is to hone in on the exact type. Mm-hmm. That's where the visuals are easier. And I think it really plays to the value of a quiz, which is using simpler questions, easier questions that are easy for me to understand and make the buying process easier. Ultimately, if you put your CRO, your conversion rate optimization hat on, the goal is to remove any objections and to simplify the path from wanting to purchase to ultimately adding it to the cart. And if there are any questions, any objections, any concerns, that could hinder that path. So yeah, that's where it's easier is if you're just asking questions. You know, think of like a sommelier or coffee, also niches that find a lot of value in a quiz. I don't necessarily know if I like a lot of tannic structure or if I like oaky or not. But I do know if I like, you know, I like vanilla or I like chocolate or I don't like cherries. And so that, you know, for Wink, for example, WINC, a great quiz, or First Leaf, also another great wine quiz. They make it fun, they make it engaging, and they make it easy for us to understand our path from wanting to purchase to, oh, this is a right product, which is a segue towards, you know, what type of quizzes are there.
Yeah,
a product recommendation is one of the very common ones for a good reason. You know, like earlier I was talking about what the benefits that we offer merchants are, or what a quiz offers a merchant, and it's improved conversion rate. And so we're able to quantify that with the revenue generated from a quiz, from somebody who took a quiz, and the merchants that are our Prio customers have also validated that on their own data stack, often in Google Analytics, to create a segment. These are the people that took a quiz. So you create a custom event. These are the people that took a quiz against those that did not. And often you might see higher conversion rate, higher average order value, more repeat purchases, therefore higher lifetime value. So a product recommendation quiz is a great use case. Another is like a personality quiz. So, you know, from like, I think it was maybe like 2015, 2016, 2017, BuzzFeed and the New York Times, they had many viral quizzes for this reason, that a quiz plays to our human emotion, our innate need to learn more about ourselves. That's our favorite topic, is to like learn more about ourselves.
Yes.
And that's exactly what a quiz does, is it kind of like, it piques our curiosity, it makes us want to learn more. Like, hey, do you know, like what's the right skincare for you? Are you at risk of, you know, this horrible health disease? Take this quiz to find out. Whatever the copy is and whatever the product is, if you can incite enough curiosity to click through, and that's why you'll see a lot of brands will use a quiz as the landing page, because it's a great thumb stopper if you're scrolling through and it speaks to you.
Today's episode is brought to you by Little Data, the e-commerce data platform for modern direct-to-consumer brands. Little Data makes it easy to get accurate sales, marketing, and customer data in the tools you already use, like Google Analytics and the new GA4. But doesn't stop there. They also power audience building and better retargeting with LTV data and subscription integrations like Recharge and Smarter. See how other brands are crushing it by using Little Data, and get yourself a free trial 30 days by visiting littledata.io. That's very cool. So a recommendation quiz, I love that one. So I call that, like, I guess almost like guided selling. You're just trying to get them to the right journeys. I think some catalogs are quite large in a lot of cases, and sometimes the whole analysis paralysis kind of thing, right? Where there's so much and so much selection on some brands, and then sometimes because there's too much selection, it's hard to get to where you need to go. Whereas, you know, asking very targeted and insightful questions to kind of lead people along, I think that's amazing. Have you seen any use cases on the personality quiz side, like as it relates to direct to consumer at all? Like, is there, I guess I'm trying to think out loud here about maybe I could see the guided selling recommendation side and getting mm-hmm. you a product and adding to cart. I wonder where the personality side would fit into this mix.
Have you heard of Beard Brand?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. So Beard Brand is a men's care brand. Mm-hmm. They started with razors and they've extended to a variety of men's products. I don't know if it's on the hero image now, but it was, what type of beardsman are you? And so they use Typeform. They had an interesting case study in Typeform, but you know, it's exactly that. I think at the end of the quiz, there might be six different types of beardsmen.
Mm.
But ultimately, again, that's almost like a Trojan horse. So what I mean by that is, yeah, there's a beardsman part and that's cool. And then the recommended products alongside each type of beardsman. Whether you're like an urban beardsman or an outdoors long beard guy, the value is like, okay, we captured your email and we know what your routine is, what your challenges or your upkeep maintenance is, and we can use that to market. It must have been hundreds of thousands of leads generated from it. It's mm-hmm. still live. I think they actually have a fragrance quiz as well. And so that's where it's helpful to kind of like get that top of funnel going.
Mm-hmm.
Where, yeah, I'm interested. What type of beardsman am I? I'll take it.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool because it is. There's a link that says learn, and then it goes right to a landing page that's really cool and says, what type of beardsman are you? And all beardsmen are awesome, but some are less common than others. So take this quiz. It's only 10 questions to find exactly the type that you are, and that kind of goes through that journey. So there seems to be a lot of really neat use cases out here, and a lot of large, I'm going to call them big bad brands out there, big D2C that are, you know, in the hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue doing their thing. And, you know, they've made the quiz choice. So I'd argue that pre-hook might be an interesting take, that, you know, brands that are not doing quizzes yet, I think you should take it to heart that, like, why is it that some of these larger brands, pre-hook customers or not, are still deciding that either a custom programmed quiz solution, or in your case, it's already ready to go and tightly integrated with the tech you're already using. It's already tight with Shopify. It's literally add it and go and guaranteed, you know, the A-B test, you've mentioned this already, but it's clear that the A-B test of those, I can guarantee you it happens like 100% of the time. If someone takes a quiz, the likelihood, the LTV and the conversion rate and the average order value, all of the not just vanity metrics, but real money in the bank metrics, I guarantee are going to be higher on quiz takers versus non-quiz takers. Would I be right to assume that?
Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily say, like, I'll guarantee it for you. Have a 100% ROI guarantee. And earlier you said it's a great deal. You know, we try to price it in a way that is accessible for brands. Our basic plans start at $45 a month. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, one of the perfect examples, case studies that we have is a brand called T-Lixer. Mm-hmm. So T-Lixer is an adaptogen brand. Adaptogens, basically, like, it's an ancient medicinal herbal approach to medicine, I guess. But they use like mushrooms and plant-based remedies to address health needs. So the co-founder, Daniel Whitechurch, who's having issues with health, he was actually like, it's cool. I spoke with him at length on my podcast. He was a touring musician for a pretty popular band, but he was dealing with the issues of sleeplessness, fatigue, the brain fog, came across adaptogens as a remedy to address those needs. He was so hooked on it that he and his co-founder started this brand out of Australia to basically bring this ancient medicine to the mass market as a direct-to-consumer brand called T-Lixer. The challenge is, even though it is, it's been around for hundreds of years, not many modern consumers are familiar with lion's mane or reishi mushrooms and like the product itself. So there was a customer education gap, but then there was understanding, okay, which product is right for me? Because they actually have quite a catalog of different products. He uses a quiz, identified that a quiz was one way to build his list, but then also, like we were talking earlier, to understand, okay, I have an email, but what is this person looking for? So their quiz is, it's a very detailed quiz. And I think those that address like health tend to skew more towards that, because you can't necessarily recommend something if you don't know the nuances of the problem that you're solving.
Right.
So like what problem is this potential customer having? What are they, what are their goals? And then more about their lifestyle and interest preferences. I haven't taken it in a little while.
Yeah. I'm just following through right now as you were speaking right now. Yeah, they talk about, you know, what are your health goals or your primary well-being concerns? And, you know, and you kind of go through it all and I'm just kind of following along. Are you interested in any of the following things, supplements and recipes and skincare? And, you know, so interesting how they, you know, they kind of really are gently nudging you along just to take a good profile of you. And then, you know, in the end, this whole enrichment thing of just having this data now available, I guarantee at the end of this product recommendations quiz right now, they're going to recommend a few SKUs that are good for me based on what I've selected. And then if I don't buy on the spot, you still have all of this marketing data. You have every single question answered and tagged and associated to that record. And then it's just, you know, the marketer coming up with an idea as well. Well, how do we market to the people that didn't convert, but we have that information?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so when you talked about like quantifying it, they did do extensive testing of the quiz takers versus non-quiz takers. Quiz takers did perform better in terms of conversion rate, 2x their conversion rate of those who did not take the quiz. And then also dollar per lead, which is one of the metrics that they use, is a 5x dollar per lead. So if they were sending out to 1,000, a list of 1,000, for example, and assumed 5,000 in return as just an easy number, for somebody that took the quiz, they could expect a 5x that. So that'll be, you know, $25,000. So what they're able to extract from the leads that they're gathering from the quiz was 5x of those that did not. And so I think they're also succeeding because after they've done a lot of research and diligence into the performance of the quiz. They're using it quite extensively. So it's in the hero image, or it's on the homepage. They're doing a lot of testing and tweaking, so I don't know what it is right now. But it's on the homepage. It's in the header nav. It's in the footer nav. They had it as an exit intent pop-up. They had it as a fixed header on their website. Mm-hmm. Really all because it is a wonderful top-of-funnel way to introduce the brand. Because if I'm dealing with sleeplessness, I don't necessarily want to hear about anxiety or some of the other benefits that the brand can provide. And also, interestingly, they send it to their existing list. So even though you have a lead, not all leads are created equal, because what do you know about the person? And from there, what are you going to send the person? They, even though they had a person's contact info, they do still send the quiz to their list. Because it's exactly, in your words, enrichment. And that's a perfect word because, they're enriching the profile with so much more data that they're gathering from the quiz.
So I got to the end of the quiz and it says, we recommend these products for you. The below products are tailored specifically for you based on your responses and have been designed to support your overall health and well-being. Use this code like IAMHEALTH15 to get 15% off your first order. And they're showing 5 SKUs here. So it's all very slick. And then, they even have variants available on these landing pages of the different sizes that are available and some recommendations, add to cart. It seems to all flow like lovely. You add to cart and you can see the cart button on the footer. And that brings you right over into the Shopify cart and then you're ready to check out. So it was a great experience. I've not experienced one like this before. And they asked all great, impactful questions. I think health and well-being is on a lot of people's minds right now. So it's very clear that, if that's the kind of brand that, you're listening today and you have a health and wellness or a beauty product, skincare, these sorts of products, it's interesting to ask some insightful questions to lead the customer down that right journey, and if I don't convert, then I'm sure Klaviyo is going to know now for this brand that, Steve didn't convert because I'm just doing a test right now. But it'd been interesting to see maybe post show to see what this brand did with the details that I did share with them. Because I didn't convert. And are they showing the right products to me based on the profile that I share, that zero party data we just talked about? I gave them the information that they asked. I was willingly sharing it. That's the zero party side of it. I'm hoping that through SMS and email that I'm going to get some very targeted one-on-one communication about my abandoned cart.
Not to get too far in the weeds, but the data comes through as a custom property. Like the recommendation, the products that were recommended to you come through as a custom property and as an event variable in Klaviyo. So that means that you can trigger a flow based on Steve completing the quiz. And then you can also dynamically insert a placeholder custom property. This is the recommended product 0 or 1. We start with 0. First recommended product, second recommended product, third recommended product. So your product recommendations are going to be different. And what you get in the email are going to be different than what I get. But on the back end, the merchant just builds one flow and then it's filled in dynamically. So, that's really kind of like the holy grail of a marketer is build once, scale infinitely. And that's really where personalization comes in.
I'm glad I went through these live case studies with you on the phone. I think it's kind of cool. And, it's hard sometimes on a podcast, but hopefully it's clear for those listening today that it's really slick. And I'll have all these links to these different stores that I've been kind of perusing and watching as these quizzes. I think it needs to be on the radar of a lot of brands, and I think it's not. So that's interesting. I'd like to talk about the future of the product. So you obviously have definitely a product market fit, and there's very clear with the number of positive reviews and stuff in the App Store. Things are scaling up. You're on the show. Hopefully more people get to learn about what it is that you're doing. Is there anything to talk about, maybe the North Star for the rest of the year? Is there any public roadmap or anything, any functionality that you're excited about in the rest of this year or into next year?
Yeah. So we don't have a public roadmap, but it's constantly changing based on the feedback we're getting from merchants. And at this point, it kind of falls into two buckets. The first is, as we're trying to get more exposure and awareness, implement and help merchants with larger stores, larger brands, design and being on brand, being able to customize is really important. So that's one thing, is that we're hoping to allow for more design customizations of the quiz. And the second is improving the recommendation engine. So right now, merchants manually link for each quiz response. Like, so if Steve has dry skin, oily skin, normal skin. You'd link each product manually. And so we're trying to find ways to simplify how a merchant would link the products. And then at the end of the quiz, how the recommendation is surfaced. We are seeing that merchants are able to get a lift in conversion rate, able to get a lift in the revenue. And we just want to be able to kind of like put more fuel on the fire and make it easier for them to do so.
Lovely. Well, let's talk about an offer. I know we had a little chit chat kind of in the green room before recording today. And I'll just give you an opportunity for those that are interested in kind of kicking the tires a bit and seeing what Prehook is all about. And if this is something of interest to them, maybe you can kind of share the offer. Actually, you have a couple offers actually that you'd like to share today.
Yeah. So like I was saying, I am a co-founder and I try to connect with and help as many merchants as possible. I would love to help build out the quiz for you. Please reach out to me again at prehook.com. That's GEN at prehook.com. And so, it's my offer is I'll build it out so we can have a little strategy session to understand what your goals are, how you're currently using the data, what data you would want to use. I build out the quiz and then work with you on the post-quiz flows, whether that is Klaviyo, OmniSend, Attentive, PostScript, or others. So you are able to export as a CSV. Obviously, it's not as manual or not as automated. I'd love to offer your audience an extended free trial. So we have a 14-day free trial. So definitely feel free to install the app and you can check it out. And, you can, if it's something that you want to test out more, I'd love to extend that another 30 days. Just email me and I can take care of that. And then also have an ebook that I prepared. It's prehook.com/fastlane. And then you can just enter your email and you'll get it sent right to you. And it has a kind of like a little bit of the high level benefits, the ways that a quiz works. And then I've gone through and taken different niches and some leading direct to consumer brands from different industries and niches to see how those quizzes are being used in the marketing funnel. And then my own take on it and with analysis and insights. So that's prehook.com/fastlane.
Lovely. All of this will be in the show notes then, so we'll have everything all there. Thank you for coming on the show today. One thing I wanted to give a little shout out to, you're also a fellow podcaster. You kind of mentioned that quickly, and I just want to make sure that I'll put that link also. I think it's called Cart Overflow, and I've had a little peek to see some of the guests you've had on, a few I've had on this show, and it looks like you're going down a good journey here of just, of all parts of marketing. Maybe you can just give a quick pitch on what you're trying to achieve by sharing some of these, I guess, some of the CEOs and some agency founders in D2C.
Yeah, so it's almost like a passion project. I just love to connect with people. So a bunch of brand operators, tech partners, agencies, people in the e-commerce space, because things are changing so quickly, as we can even look back the past year and iOS changes and whatever. And like, so it's this like ever evolving beast. And so it's just one way for me to understand what's going on. And then as a way to learn and share at the same time. And also like, frankly, have these conversations and get to meet these people like you. We've chatted online, but I don't think that there's anything that stands in the place of having a conversation, a real dialogue. So, the goal though is to share, put these learnings out there and hopefully help merchants to get real-time feedback on marketing strategies and tactics that are working.
So look that up. I'll have that link. It's called Cart Overflow. Once again, thanks for coming on the show today. This was very educational for me. I know my listeners are also going to feel the same way. I just highly recommend those if you have not done a quiz yet. You're not sure if it's going to work. I mean, anecdotally, it's going to work. Like I said, we can't 100% guarantee it, but you don't know what you don't know. And, I'll have links to some of these ones that I've followed through already. I'm sure after the recording today, you can give me a few links of other notable brands and kind of their quizzes, just so they can be inspired and learn more about what others are doing and think about, hey, can I test this too? And I think it's definitely worth a test because it's clear that it's working for so many, and just having this more enhanced data. And then it doesn't interrupt your existing tech stack, which I think is lovely. I think you've been very intentional about that, about your integrations with Klaviyo and OmniSend and PostScript and Attentive. These are all like major players, all plus certified partners. And so they're going to be in most people's tech stack. So it sounds like an easy lift to have Prehook also added on to your tech stack. So thanks again for coming on the show and sharing today.
Steve, it was my pleasure. This was a blast. Thank you so much.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.